Welcome. It's time for another Experience Marshall Town Show. Val Ruff is hosting in studio live. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. So today on Experience Marshall Town, our guest, is Michelle Rosenborough. Goodness sakes. With the Historical Society of Marshall County. So welcome in, Michelle. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, Val.
Yeah. So we have a lot to talk about. I know you got a lot of, you wear a lot of hats. And the thing that I think that I want the listeners to know is we're going to cover lots of things, but is that we're going to be here talking about history on Third Thursday.
Yes, that's one of our standard programs. We offer it monthly on the Third Thursday.
Sure.
Usually it's at the museum, depending on the type of program. The museum is at 202 East Church. It's at 6:30 p.m., and it's always free, open to the public, and we usually serve light refreshments, cookies and lemonade and stuff afterward, but it's pretty popular. It's been going on for years, and this month, which is this evening, we're featuring the history of the Marshalltown Community Theater, and our presenter will be Lisa Nag, who is currently on the Historical Society Board of Directors, and she has been in the past on the board of the community theater, so she's got a lot of experience with that organization. She also has performed in a number of their productions, and it's too early for me to remember what all those are.
That's okay. That's okay. But, you know, I know that the Marshalltown Community Theater has a rich history in our community, along with lots of other of our arts and cultural amenities that we have here. So it'll be, I'm sure that will be. So
is going to be at the museum.
Okay.
This so evening at 6:30.
So anything that you want to tip off anybody about the, just a little teaser about why they should come to the, and hear more about the Marshalltown Community Theater.
Well, they should come to all of them, because we have a fabulously rich history in Marshalltown. I haven't seen her program, so I don't know if she's going to have anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorted. But no, it should be fascinating. And I believe that the program that she's presenting was also prepared in part by Kevin Lagerschult.
Okay. So yeah. And he has a long history with the theater,
yes,
too. So,
yes,
you know, that entire family has. So, and that, you know, a lot of those plays are performed, the performances are done at the Martha Ellen Tye Theater, which is a beautiful and historic facility in itself. So it's got some history along with all of that as well.
Yes.
So that'll be tonight at 6:30 at the Historical Society at the museum. On Church Street, so make sure you check that out. So let's talk a little bit too on your history on Third Thursday. I know that a while back there was a very popular one that was done at the Iowa Veterans Home. I know you've done one at Riverside Cemetery,
At the courthouse.
At the courthouse,
we did a history of the courthouse and courthouse tours. One that we did a while back. Remind me his name, Kyle.
Pete Grady?
No, well, Pete Grady we did last month.
Right.
His wonderful, wonderful one-man show about Grant.
But right.
We did, is it John
Leopa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That one we did at the library.
That was cool.
That was really, really neat.
He was a baseball historian.
Oh.
An Iowa baseball historian. And talked about not only, you know, Cap Anson, and of course, we had a minor league baseball team here back, in, you know, around the turn of the century,
the
late
18,
the Ansons, which you have a nice display of them at the museum. But John Leopa travels all over the state, and he comes in this really old baseball uniform. He talks about the history of Iowa baseball, and he brings a huge vintage baseball card collection with him. And it's really neat. He focused a lot on Cap Anson, obviously, since
yes,
he was at
sure.
our library. But that was neat.
Huh. So see, those are the great things about our community that people either, if you don't know it, or you've forgotten about it. And so the other thing that I remember you had a while back was you talked about the history of Western grocery.
Yes.
And that in that itself was really is popular. Very cool about, and I know, you know, there's the Jack Sprat and the chocolate coffee. Mm-hmm. And I know there's some collectors in the community that collect some of that Jack Sprat, the old cans and things like that. So
flour sacks and.
Yes. So, you know, that does attribute to a lot to our history. So that kind of wraps up our first segment of Experience Marshalltown. And we'll be back with Michelle just shortly.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Do you like leftovers? Most people don't. But in my business, leftovers have a different meaning. Savings, quality, durability. Did I mention savings? Save over 50% at Strands, the carpet store, where we have a large inventory of leftovers, or as we call them, carpet remnants. They are 12 feet or 15 feet wide and up to 23 feet long. Come to Strands for the best carpet remnants at the best prices. The best remnant prices in town just got better at Strands, the carpet store, just south of Kmart.
You know it's time for a different car, but where do you go to get the best rate on your loan? I can help. I am Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. Find out how easy it is to drive a nicer, newer car today with rates on 2011 and newer vehicles as low as 1.99 APR. Some restrictions do apply. Rate is based on credit history. Call 754-4501, ask for Megan, and I will guide you through the process. Lenox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Member NCUA.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown, and we have Val Ruff hosting.
Welcome back. We're talking with Michelle Roseborough of the Historical Society of Marshall County. And earlier we were talking about History on Third Thursday. This has been a long-standing program for them. And coming up to this evening, they're going to be talking about Marshalltown Community Theater at the museum. But we were just kind of doing a little reminiscing here at the break, and one of the things that Michelle and I were talking about that I'd like Michelle to kind of cover, if you would, Michelle, is talk a little bit about some of the attractions here in Marshalltown and Marshall County that fall under kind of your leadership.
We have four sites that we own or oversee. We have, of course, the museum, and that is at Church and Second Avenue. We have the Susie Sauer House, technically the Glick Sauer Historical Home, and that's at State and 2nd Avenue. And we have Taylor No. 4 Country School, which is on the same property as the Susie Sauer House. And we also help administer the Matthew Ito Blacksmith Shop in Haverhill. It's technically on the umbrella of the State Historical Society, but we're local administrators of that facility as well.
Okay, that's good to know, because I know that they're doing, aren't they doing some fundraising right now, and the family's kind of stepped up to really try to do some upgrading, and I know
they've had to do some repairs to the shop.
Okay.
There were vermin in the shop because of some structural issues, but that's all been repaired. On the wish list for the blacksmith shop is to the house behind it where the Edels lived is still there, and that it would be really wonderful to have that restored someday and,
sure.
and have that available for tour as well.
Right. And I think there's a video. The family has a video.
Yeah.
I remember someone shared that on, I think, Facebook, and it's the family is talking, and, you know, that's always fun to...
It is fun.
Yeah. They're proud of their heritage, and they're trying to keep that going as a legacy.
Yes.
So, and it's great for us because we have it as an attraction for folks that want to come into the area. And I think they do a blacksmithing every fourth Sunday.
There are blacksmith demonstrations. There's a big one in the spring. The Central Iowa Blacksmith Association comes and does a big demonstration.
Yeah, yeah. Forging.
They also had Haverhill Days a few weeks ago. They had Phil Cox on site, and he was doing demonstrations all through Haverhill Days. That was really nice to have it open so people could see exactly what that looked like.
Sure. So the Glicksauer home, now they've done some renovation to that. It's changed colors.
It changed colors. I've heard mixed reviews about the color. What had to happen with that house, just like any old house, you know, the foundation needed some work. There was some tuck pointing that had to be done. The porch was the original porch, and it was rotting off of the house. So we had to have that duplicated.
Sure.
So we keep, because it's a historical home, we keep everything as accurate to the original as possible.
Okay.
And the house originally, everybody, you know, last several years, it's been that brick color, painted, but brick color. Mm-hmm. That wasn't original.
Okay.
It was originally green and kind of an ugly green. So now it's a different green, which I've heard is an ugly green also.
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think so either.
No, I think it looks really nice.
It's Victorian appropriate.
Yes,
so.
It looks really nice.
But we're really pleased to that we were able to get that work done.
Sure, sure. And not too far from you is the historical Binford home.
Oh, yes.
And I know that you play kind of a big role in that. I don't know if you want to take an opportunity to just share with listeners.
Sure. Binford House is... operated by the Marshalltown Federation of Women's Clubs, and I am on the board of directors for that as well. It's you know, basically an event location, and we're available for all kinds of anything anybody wants to do. You know, weddings, club meetings, lunches. We give tours there. This weekend, actually on Saturday, they're having a barn sale to help the ongoing effort to raise funds for the upkeep of Binford. And that'll be from 8 to 11 Saturday morning.
Okay. During the...
During the farmer's market
so
time period.
So a perfect opportunity for them to take advantage. And I know that they've done a beautiful job of, you know, work, keeping up the home and making sure that all the amenities are there and things in the kitchen for the caterer. And they do a beautiful job. And I know they take a lot of pride in that. So.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we have bus tour groups that come into Marshalltown, and that is one of the popular stops that they like to have, stop and have lunch and have somebody visit with them about the, you know, the Binford home and the history. And
right.
So that's...
And those are nice, too. And it's, well, and it's convenient that I'm involved with both organizations because I can offer, oh, well, you're going to be just across the street. Do you want to go to Binford? Do you want to go to the Sauer House? Do you want to see the museum?
Sure. So that close proximity will work out well. Okay, anything about the Taylor Four School? I know that you have kids that come into that.
Oh, yes. Talk about a local treasure. Every spring and fall, all the fourth grade students in the district and some outside, she's had other schools come in there as well, they do a full day reenactment. And they, you know, they dress to the time, turn of the century, and they bring their lunch in pails and play games all sorts from the time. It's just it's a really, really fabulous program run by Julie Lang.
Okay. Yeah. Julie takes care of that then.
Yes, she does.
Okay. So it takes a lot, speaking of that, it takes a lot of individuals to help you do all of the work that you do. A lot of volunteers and...
Yes, we would love to have some volunteers.
So if you're listening and you would like to volunteer, so let's share the phone number where they can reach you at.
It's 641-752-6664. And you know, people who wanted to work in our library. That's another big feature at the museum. We have our own archive, of course, but we also house the Central Iowa Genealogical Society collection. So a lot of our traffic is people doing genealogy research. And this is kind of a hot season for that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, okay, that'll wrap up our second segment, and we will be right back with our final segment at Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Big day?
Yeah, I have a lot on my plate.
I can see that. McGriddles, hash browns, and a coffee?
Well, I do have a big to-do list.
Well, I have a big to-do list, too. Crispy hash browns, fluffy eggs.
That's your to-do list?
Part of it. I also have crispy bacon, flaky biscuits, freshly brewed coffee.
Shake off the morning fog. Right now, for just $1 each, get your favorite size McCafe coffee and a savory sausage burrito. A la carte only. Limited time offer. Price and participation may vary.
Jeremy Thompson is an office hero. Last Thursday afternoon, he sacrificed his personal break time for a covert mission, a drink run to McDonald's. Cubicle mate Jessica remembers.
We were all fading out. It was bad.
He returned minutes later with McCafe favorites like smoothies, shakes, even the delicious new Oreo Frappe, each only $2 for a small, saving the morale of his coworkers.
Without that Frappe, I might not be here today.
For limited time at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
And it's our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here's Val Ruff laughing at me.
Hi. Welcome back.
Hi.
So we have Michelle Roseboro with us today, and we're talking about all kinds of the history and historical attractions that we have here in Marshalltown and Marshall County. So Michelle, you had some things that you wanted to share. I'll go ahead and kind of let you take it away with some things you want the listeners to know.
Well, we were talking about the library. We have a wealth of information in our archive, and as well as the material that we house for the Central Iowa Genealogical Society. So that's a big, big draw for visitors. We give tours on demand. You know, we're open from 9 to 3 on the weekdays, but we also are available by appointment to give tours at our other sites as well. The Glicksauer House, the museum, Taylor. Edel is open from noon to 4 through Labor Day. So anybody can stop by any day of the week and get a tour of the blacksmith shop. We also provide speakers for other community organization events.
Oh, okay.
We have one of our board members, Miriam Bryant, goes out regularly to the nursing homes and assisted livings and gives programs on a monthly basis to the residents there. We bring history to them.
She's a gem.
She's amazing.
She is a gem.
She does that. And we also are available for, like, for instance, I'm booked to give a program for a local sorority group later this month. But okay. We've talked at Rotary. We will go out and bring the history to you.
Okay.
if you want.
That's good to know.
We work pretty closely also with Sarah Jordan Heinz. She
sure
does the lion's share of the pastimes.
Mm-hmm.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
Does an amazing job.
Yeah, she's a great writer.
She is.
So what else do we want to share? Is there anything coming up that you want to share with the listeners that they need to be aware of? I know you got History on Third tonight. And
we're also going to be, we have our History on Third Thursday for September scheduled. That's a busy, busy week. September 21st is also the homecoming parade. Oktoberfest will be getting geared up. So we opted, because we have quite a few reunion groups that are going to be having meetings at the museum over the course of that weekend. Mm-hmm. We decided to highlight the MHS material that we have. So we're going to be putting all of our MHS stuff on display, or and we're just going to have an open house that evening starting at 6:30. So following the, if you're uptown for the homecoming parade, you can stop by the museum and look at some vintage MHS.
Oh, cool.
Stuff. So
that would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking too at the break, Michelle, about how fortunate Marshalltown and Marshall County is to have such a great facility, and how they've archived and kept records very eloquently through the years. So we're very fortunate they could get a lot of information from, you know, your facility, as well as the library and the Riverside Cemetery. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners about, you know, your thoughts on that?
Well, one of my thoughts is people that come into the museum often, 99% of the time, say, I've lived here my whole life and I've never been here.
I know.
And it's really neat. And even if you have visited, we try to, because of our limited space, we try to rotate the displays and keep mm-hmm. things fresh, because we have a huge amount of material in storage
right.
that we just don't have room to display all the time. So even if you've been there before, you should come back.
And then, yeah, and you rotate the displays, but you have some permanent displays too,
yes.
I think, don't you, that
the
are
general
upstairs?
Store, okay. you know, military, the but even like, for instance, the industrial room we refer to, where all the businesses and Fisher and Lennox, and mm-hmm. we get new things all the time.
Okay.
So like, we just got a donation from Alliant of some stuff from from the station when they closed that. So we've
sure.
got some of those things up there. We've got lawnmowers, and we've got some unusual museum items. So,
well, we have a strong manufacturing history here.
Yes.
So I'm sure. I'm surprised you don't have a buggy from one of the buggy. You know, the buggy.
We do. We just don't have anywhere to display it.
Oh, well, that's neat.
It's in storage. We have a buggy.
Okay. From the buggy manufacturer.
Yep.
You know, one of the neat things about the museum itself is the building. Admiral Fletcher, wasn't that
yes.
his home?
Yes, he was born there.
Yeah, Jack Fletcher.
Who... It was originally built by George Glick, and then the Fletchers and Glicks married, and that was his family home.
I mean, he, you know, kind of turned the tide of World War II with the Battle of Midway,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people don't realize that was his home. I mean, this guy was a bona fide war hero.
Yes.
And, you know, the museum itself was the house he grew up in. So it's kind of cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of famous Marshalltonians,
out
there in the world. And it's fun to continue to read about them even today in the paper. You know, we read about some of the things that the Marshalltonians, people that are born and raised here, what they're doing out there in the big world.
I mean, the guy won the Medal of Honor. So, I mean, pretty well known.
Yeah, pretty well.
Do you get people?
They named a ship after him.
Yeah, I mean, do you get people that come by just for Admiral Jack?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So don't be afraid. If you haven't been down to the museum, take some time and bring a family member and come on down to the museum and see Michelle and her crew. And they're working hard to bring new displays to us all the time. So I just want to make sure we plug the community calendar. Take a look at that for things that are going on this weekend and the next weekend. Or if you have an event coming up, please make sure you put it on the calendar. So people look at that when they're making plans for their own events. So make sure you get your stuff on the calendar at www.marshalltown.org, and then click on the events tab, and it's easy to see what's going on or to put in an entry. So thanks for listening to Experience Marshalltown.